my wonderful friends. Welcome to Faith FM Drive Time. Welcome to Big Q&A. This is the show where we respond to difficult questions concerning God, faith, contemporary religion, and the Bible. This is the show where we look at world religious trends in the light of Bible prophecy. Good evening, I'm Caden. I'm your host for today. I'm the pastor of the Brighton and Merrows Park Seventh-day Adventist Churches here in Adelaide, South Australia. It's always a privilege to spend this time with you, especially in a world where so many families are searching for guidance, stability, and lasting values in the midst of constant change. And this week, if you've been tuning in with us here on Drive Time, we've been looking at the theme of Introduction to the Bible 101. And today, if you're joining us live here this evening, we're looking at the question, can I trust the Bible? Is it trustworthy? We live in a world that's flooded with a lot of things, opinions, misinformation, competing truth claims, and many people today are genuinely wondering whether the Bible is still reliable, if the Bible is still relevant and still worthy of their confidence and trust. And today we're going to be looking at this very question together. And to help us to do that, I'd like to introduce to you my fellow hosts for this evening. We have a brilliant team here today. We've got our favourites and regular Lindy here, Lindy Sperring, who will be helping lead our discussion this evening on this topic here. Lindy's one of our church leaders here in South Australia and a regular here on Drive Time. And we'd like to welcome you back, Lindy, 2026. I guess this is the first one we've had back after the holiday period, but technically we were on air 1st of January 2026, so this is not really the first one, but welcome back anyway.
It feels a bit like it, doesn't it? It feels a bit like it. Yes, great to be back. I love being able to talk about God and His Word. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and we just look forward to you sharing today and us having a discussion and being on the show this year. We've also got a special guest in the studio this evening, and one of my dear friends and colleagues, Lolita, is joining us. Lolita is one of our Bible workers here in South Australia. I'd like to welcome you, Lolita, to Faith FM. Is this your first time on the show?
This is my first time in the show.
Oh, yeah, that's great. And Lolita, can you just tell us a bit before we get into our next topic here, what do you do, and what do you do to help out with Faith FM here in South Australia?
I work 24 hours.
Yes,
for as a Bible worker with Brighton Church.
Yes,
and would like to bring the good news to seekers who would like to know more.
Yes,
about the Bible.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful! And I believe you do some of the delivering of giveaways that we have on the program to people who order stuff here in Adelaide. Is that right?
Yes, I've actually done one on Christmas Day.
Did you? Wow.
And the lady,
Christmas gift.
The lady was so excited, and she said it felt like an angel has visited her.
Really?
That day.
Wow. Now, you wouldn't get delivery from any other, I guess, group or company on Christmas Day other than Faith FM, would you? You know, that's just a fantastic Christmas gift. And, you know, we just love the work that we do. And, we encourage you. We've got a giveaway coming up later on today's show, and to accept it. And who knows, you might get Lolita come and deliver it to you. If not, you'll get one of our other beautiful, deliverers, as well. But, Lolita, it's so good to have you. So you're a Bible worker. Can you just help for someone who might not know what that means? What does a Bible worker do? What do you do 24/7, like you said?
Well, a Bible worker will actually visit you at your home.
Yes.
And this is after you express an interest to know more about the other Bible topics.
Yes.
That may be relevant to you in your life, and even the what's happening in this world.
Yeah.
Yes. So
yeah.
We've completed, I've got Bible students who have completed 27 studies.
Okay.
And they chose to be baptized, but
yep.
Different people have got different journeys and the way they walk with the Lord. So it may take time for some. Yes. For some, it may be instantaneous.
Yeah, okay. Wow. It must be such an exciting job at times, and rewarding job to be able to do that, you know, as your work.
It is. It is, because you see how the changes happen.
Yes.
And now the topic is about Bible 101. Until people get to know the Bible,
yes,
there will be some issues that surrounds it that may prevent them from truly believing.
Yes.
But their faith gets strengthened.
Yes.
And it's so nice to have the Bible as the map or the manual or the direction given to us, so that we know where to go.
Yeah. No, that's wonderful. And we're so grateful you're joining us here on Faith FM. Hopefully it's not your last time, but thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you for your invitation.
that's a pleasure. And we really appreciate the work that you're doing, and perhaps we might hear more of the stories if it's relevant for our topic. But if you're interested in Bible studies or a visit to chat about spiritual things, we have here in Adelaide, Lolita and many others available to do this very work here. We call them Bible workers. We call them community chaplains, where it's just important to connect with people and to have conversations about God and the Bible, and just having those raw discussions helping each other on our journey. So if that's something you're interested in, feel free to reach out to us, and we'd love to be able to connect you with someone who can help. And all you need to do is text us to our drive time number, 0488-808-11. We'd love to hear from you if you need any support in your walk. But we'll go to our regular segment now that we have here on Drive Time. It's called World Watch, where we look at what's happening in the news at the moment, and through the lens of the Bible, I guess. And we sometimes look at topics that are relevant to what we're looking at in our study together. Otherwise, sometimes it's on topics that are just happening in the world that we need to talk about. But for today, we've got this article here from CBN Network. It's the Christian Broadcasting Network. And this is just from earlier this month, on the 7th of January. And it says here that in the headline, Bible reading resolutions surge in 2026. The headline says, God shows me something new every time. Let me just read some of this for you. It says here, while gym memberships and diet plans often top New Year's resolution lists, a number of Americans are choosing a more profound goal, reading the entire Bible in a year. If you've set out to do this, you're in select company. Estimates suggest only 13 to 20% of Americans have completed the feat. But that number is expected to rise as early data shows a significant surge of people committing to the challenge in 2026. Now, get this, guys. I want your thoughts on this. It says here, this trend is reflected in Bible sales, which rose 11% in 2025 with more than 18 million sold. Then the next sentence says, these numbers should surpass the 20-year high reached the year prior. So it says so many people are picking up the Bible right now. And I just wonder what you think, Lindy or Lolita, about these stats here from this article, which shows there's a revived interest in reading the Bible. We've got 11% rise in last year, 2025. This is in America. Over 18 million Bibles sold, and that surpassed the previous year, which was a 20-year high as well. And so we're seeing a rise in this. What do you think of that?
Well, this is clearly American statistics.
Yes.
And let's be honest, we've got a bit of a revival, if you like, happening in America.
Yeah.
Perhaps Charlie Kirk has contributed to that revival.
Yes.
And there seems to be a lot more openness and talk. And even in Australia, I very rarely watch television, but even in Australia, there seems to be an increase in Bible things sometimes being quoted, people claiming to be Christians, sports heroes,
yep.
different people. They're not afraid to say they're a Christian. And so, look, I think this is fantastic because when we choose to read the Bible, and I know that Para Vista Church, Pastor Will Moala, has really challenged the folk to read the Bible. And yes. I spoke to a couple of women who said, one for the first time, because she's always struggled a bit with reading, is reading, and they're reading with others and praying together. And I think this is exciting. I'm really pleased to hear that there's an increase in people wanting to know what the Bible says.
Yeah, for sure. I know at the moment I'm doing a Bible reading challenge where I'm going through the whole Bible, and I think at the moment I'm up to Jeremiah, and I'm about a third of the way through Jeremiah, and Jeremiah is the longest book of the Old Testament in terms of words. Mm-hmm. And so I'm getting my way through Jeremiah, but it's been a real blessing for me personally to be able to start at the beginning and just go through scripture and just get all the details and discover new truths and rediscover other truths that you've forgotten.
Mm-hmm. There's so much in the Bible, and sometimes God will use different times to convict you and to show you. I'm currently going through the Bible, have been for a while, just a chapter at a time and writing a prayer each day.
Yes.
Just another way. And then next time I go through, I'll do something different, because I find each time you learn and you grow and you expand your understanding of our gracious God.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with Lindy that this is an American statistics, but I would be curious to know what the Australian statistics say. However, my friend who's a literature evangelist, before Christmas she had a pop-up bookstore, and people are actually asking for Bible to be given as a present for a little one. So she's been selling like hotcake.
Oh, really?
And so I'm really interested to know what the statistics are like here in Australia. And there's a mother that brought her teenage daughter, and she wanted a Bible, and all my friend could offer was the Aboriginal one, and it's easy to understand, and she actually got that for her daughter. So I'll be keen to know.
Yeah, okay. I think that's the CEV translation,
yes,
that one.
Yeah,
and that's really good for people who might need assistance with their reading.
Yes.
Who struggle with the bigger words, and I guess that's the beauty of it. And it's really encouraging to see this revival, and we don't know the stats for Australia. I haven't got them on hand, but we hope there's we can see similar stats here. But that's a lot of Bibles, over 18 million sold in America. And you think of all the countries in the world, if you think, that's America, but then you put all the countries in the world, we're talking billions upon billions of Bibles being sold every year, no
and this
doubt.
This is part of prophecy, isn't it? The end will come after the gospel has been preached to all the world.
Yeah.
And Bibles are the way that people can learn about the gospel. We know there'll be a false revival, but I'm excited to hear that so many people want to know what God says. And it's the troubles in the world when you think about COVID and increase in natural disasters and other things and wars, rumors of wars, that people are feeling unstable,
yes,
as this article says, and they want to find out what is truth, and they're going to have a look at what the Bible says.
Yeah.
So we should be praying for lost humanity and those in the world who are just starting to read the Bible, that it will be planted deeply within them, and that they'll desire to know more.
Yes. Let me just read a little bit more of this article here. It says, they quote someone here, and it says, according to Dr. Corne Becker, Dean of Divinity at Regent University, it's a response to cultural instability and a deep hunger for truth. And he says, I do think increasingly our world is falling apart. The foundations of our society are being eroded at record speed, and people are longing for that which is eternally true, that which is ancient, that which is unchanging. And I think that's pretty fair to say. And I've just heard in the news in the last 24 hours that in America, these group of atomic scientists actually have this doomsday clock,
which
they've been adjusting since the Second World War to tell the world how close we are to midnight, to doomsday. And so they've been moving it back and forward since the end of the Second World War, when it was pretty dire there. And it's gone further away from midnight, but now it's gone, in the last few decades, it's gone quite close to midnight. And just in the news in the last 24 hours, these group of atomic scientists, who are not a Christian group by any means, they're just secular scientists, they've moved the clock the closest it's ever been to midnight now. I think it's 85 seconds to midnight. So not even minutes to midnight, it's 85 seconds to midnight. And this has just been released in the last 24 hours. And it really resonates with what this dean here is saying here. Our world is falling apart. This is a Christian saying it, but then we've got, you know, this non-Christian scientists saying it as well. And
they evaluate their view on different things, perhaps, to what a Christian might evaluate.
Yes, yeah, that's
a different
right.
Different outlook.
And they look at different criteria. Mm-hmm. And so one of them would be the crumbling of society, for sure. But other things would be wars going on, or the threat of war. AI, they quote as well, the effect of AI, as well as health type situations or pandemics. There's a whole range of things they take into account.
Absolutely.
But you know, it's interesting though that although these things are happening in our world, people seem to be turning to the Bible. And
thank you, Lord.
Yeah, we just praise God for it. And if you're listening and you've been prompted, or you feel the call to go back to the Word of God, we encourage you to follow through with that calling that God has on your hearts, because He's calling you for a reason to go back to His words, and He wants to reveal His love for you and the friendship that He wants to have with you through that experience there. And it's so good that this week we're talking about the Bible, and is it trustworthy?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be really exciting. So we don't want you to miss what we have to discuss during this show now. But before we do that, let's go to a break and we'll listen to a song. And this song is entitled "The Message That Can Change the World." This is by Michael McLean.
These stories still around, why didn't they just fade away? Is there some truth that might be found by listening to them today?
Hung
hunger will be fed. Story so simple, yet deeper than oceans, as high as the heavens, precious and plain.
Welcome back. You're listening to Faith FM Drive Time, Big Q&A with Caden, Lindy and Lolita. And that song was just a beauty, the message that can change the world. And if you're here on Drive Time and you've been tuning in this week, we've been looking at the theme of Introduction to the Bible 101. And we want to give you a free giveaway now. And this is a portion of the Bible is available to you for free. This is called The Clear Word, Psalms and Proverbs. Two beautiful poetic, song books of the Bible. And, we want to give you this for free. This is by Jack Blanco. The Clear Word, Psalms and Proverbs. And, this is a devotional classic presenting two of the most loved books of the Bible in a warm, flowing language. It's a paraphrase that increases understanding and deepens your time with God. Psalms draws your heart into worship, prayer, and trust in the Lord, while Proverbs offers practical wisdom for everyday living, for your relationships, and for your decision making. And so if you're looking for a simple, meaningful way to grow closer to God through Scripture, this is a book that you'll want to read. I've read a number of Jack's books, and I have a number of them at home. They're really good, and the way he presents Scripture is just so clear in the paraphrase. You've probably heard of other paraphrases before, such as the famous one, The Message paraphrase. This is another one, The Clear Words. And it's something that I've been personally have been really blessed to read. And so this is a free giveaway today, The Clear Words, Psalms and Proverbs by Jack Blanco. And what we would like you to do, if you would like to accept this offer, is to just text us on our Drive Time number with a special code that we will give you. And the codes that we give you today is SA401. Again, that's SA401. And you need to text that code to 0488 808 11, and we're going to send you this book entirely for free. This is our free offer for today. You just text the code, nothing else, just the code, SA401, so no spaces. It's just SA for South Australia, 401, and you text that to 0488 808 11, and we'll send that to you for free. You don't have to live in South Australia, by the way. You can be anywhere in the country, and you can accept this offer here that we have for you absolutely for free. And just like you heard, you'll get someone like Lolita come and deliver it to you. And who knows, maybe even on Christmas Day. And it's just fantastic. But we want to get the word out, get the Bible out. And this is a great opportunity to get this. SA 401, that's the code, to 0488 808 11. And also, if you've got any questions for today, if you've got any comments that you'd like to contribute, we'd love to hear from you. And you can also text us on the same number, 0488 808 11, and we'd love to hear from you. And we just really want to thank you for tuning in, and we want to now come to our topic of most importance, our focus for today. which is the Bible. Can I trust the Bible? You know, there's many people in our world, Lindy, that assume the Bible is just a nice book, maybe fairy tales, and maybe a book of myths and legends. Who knows? But others find it as a manual, a roadmap for life, a source of truth, comfort, and guidance. And Lindy, with all these different opinions and different thoughts that are out there, which is it? And if it is a roadmap for our lives, if it is God's word to us, how can we trust it?
The Bible isn't just a group of words. It's actually supernatural words. And that's the difference.
That's the difference.
Transform and change people's hearts. Like, I found an amazing article by Charlie H. Campbell, so I have to give some credit to him. And he talks about the number of things that prove, if you like, that the Bible is true.
Yes.
Now, let's be honest. Some people don't want to be proven. They don't want to know. They don't want to. They want to disregard what God has in store.
Yes.
So, but the facts are that prophecies have been fulfilled, particularly about Jesus. The facts are that the Bible was written across hundreds of years by so many different authors, and 40 different authors, and written across over 1,500 years, 66 documents that helped to bring the Bible together in three languages.
Yes.
Not just in one language, in Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek.
Yes.
So can we trust the Bible? Absolutely, because even as recently as 1993, artifacts have been found in archaeological digs that prove that the Bible stories are true, that what the Bible has to say did happen, has come to pass, and will come to pass. And so it depends on a person's heart. Do they want to know the truth? Or are they just willing to continue on in their lives and ignore the beautiful, amazing writings of the Bible?
Because it's amazing. Every time people dig up something in archaeology, it never contradicts the Bible, always confirms the Bible. They're always unearthing stuff that just keeps making more and more of a case for the Bible. And when people condemned a particular portion of the Bible and said, never heard of this person or this group of people, then all of a sudden something's dug up.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Last year we were in London and we went to the British Museum and we saw some of the artifacts from Nebuchadnezzar's time. Now, King Nebuchadnezzar was a great Persian king, and yes, he was used by God to do some things we probably don't like to talk about with the Jewish people, but he also did amazing things. He became a worshipper of God himself.
Yes.
So just to find those evidences, let's have a quick look at and talk about the prophecies that were fulfilled for Jesus alone, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He was a descendant of Abraham, and that was mentioned in Genesis.
Yes.
He was to be born into the tribe of Judah, which again was mentioned in Genesis. He was to be born into the lineage of David, King David, and that was mentioned in 2 Samuel, and to be born in Bethlehem, and to be born to a virgin. All of these things were prophesied years and years and years, and Christ came and fulfilled all those prophecies.
Yeah, I think
incredible?
There's hundreds and hundreds of these prophecies just about Jesus and the Messiah in the Old Testament that talk about all the details of his birth, his life, and even his death. And there's, you know, I can think of prophecies that talk about his manner of his death.
That's right.
And in Psalm 22, for example, it talks about how they'll pierce my hands and my feet. And this is hundreds of years, if not thousands of years, before crucifixion was even invented.
Absolutely. And if you use calculations using the science of probability on just 8 of these prophecies, or of some of the prophecies that were shown, it would be 1 in 1,017, or put it another way, 1 in 100 quadrillion for this to happen.
I can't even comprehend that number.
We can't comprehend that number. So can we trust that the Bible has told us the truth about Jesus Christ, the Messiah? Absolutely we can.
Now, some people might argue that the Old Testament that has these prophecies, they may have been just written after Jesus. But, Lindy, that can't be the case now, because we've dug out scrolls that are dated way before Jesus was born and even came to this world. And so now we know that these scriptures, the Old Testament, existed and was written before Jesus, and these prophecies were written before Jesus, in some cases hundreds of years. And so now we have the evidence to say, actually, no, these are real prophecies from a real book that was before Jesus, and a fact is a fact, and you're going to have to deal with, if all these prophecies have come true, hundreds and hundreds of prophecies, and not one has failed, there must be something supernatural about it.
Absolutely. And probably we all know that story that in 1947, it was a 12-year-old Arab boy.
Yes. Mm.
Who made one of the greatest archaeological discoveries of all time. He was looking for a lost goat, and near the Dead Sea, he threw a stone into a cave, and he heard the sound of shattering pottery, and he was curious, as all 12-year-old boys are, and he entered the cave, and he found a collection of large clay jars containing carefully wrapped leather manuscripts.
Mm.
And what he stumbled upon was an ancient collection of handwritten copies of the Old Testament.
Yes.
That dated as far back as the 3rd century BC.
Wow.
Scholars determined the age of the scrolls by carefully examining the type of pottery the manuscripts were housed in, the weave and pattern of the manuscript cloth, and other factors to determine that these documents clearly supported what the Bible has said.
And you can go today to Israel and you can actually look at these scrolls.
Yes.
There in the center of all these scrolls. They've got them up there and you can actually go and have a look at them. Mm-hmm. They're out there for the public to look at. It's just incredible. It's facts and truth that's right before our eyes that we can't deny.
And you know, I've discovered as a Christian in my life that when I invite the Holy Spirit into my life on a regular basis and I spend time with the Lord every day, I start to see the Bible like a tapestry.
Mm.
Now, with a tapestry, the woman or the man starts weaving in the threads and it comes together to create this beautiful picture. And the Word of God is like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
You'll read some part and you'll be reminded of another part and you'll see this beautiful picture emerge of this a wonderful God that has created us, and he's reached down to us with the words of life that we can have, and have a life that is abundant, a life that gives us peace, a life that gives us joy, a life. And I've met people who've struggled in different areas of their lives, and as they spend time in the Word and with the Lord, they are transformed and changed. And some people who've struggled to read can read better. Some people who've struggled so socially have grown to be more social and who are managing better, not as anxious. This Word of God is living and supernatural.
Mm. Yeah, that is so true.
And talking about the prophecy, Lindy and Pastor Caden, in Daniel 5 and also in Isaiah 44 and 45, it was actually written in the Cyrus cylinder.
Yes.
So for the history buffs, they might think they're skeptical about how reliable and accurate the Bible is.
Yes.
But not only that, the Rosetta Stone as well,
yes,
the Lachish
right.
letter,
we
and also
that.
The Moabite Stone.
The Moabite Stone, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. All of these things are just evidence, and there's a lot of them are spread across museums in Jerusalem, in Britain, in America, all around,
yeah.
bits and pieces that again show us that we can trust the Bible.
Yeah, and they talk about biblical events and biblical people in these ancient artifacts, and confirming the Bible record and the accounts that I've written in there. It's just incredible.
It is amazing. And you know, there are authors across from the centuries that have written information that also supports the Bible narrative.
Yes.
They have
right.
confirmed different stories. They have confirmed perhaps what happened to the disciples.
Yes.
There's writings outside the Bible that support the Bible itself.
Yes.
Mm.
So I don't think we can doubt that the Bible is not the Word of God, that
no.
it's a living Word, it's supernatural, it reveals who God is, it reveals His character, it reveals the greatest war the universe has ever seen, this battle between God and between the enemy of our soul, Satan. It's just an incredible book.
Yes.
And also for those that are going through darkness, it's also written in Psalm 119, 105. The Word is a lamp unto my feet.
That's right.
And a lamp into my, and a light unto my path. So it would be for those perhaps who are going through difficulties, try opening the Bible, you know, pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and you'll be surprised at how much peace you'll get after
comfort
reading
and comfort.
Yes.
And in 1 Peter 3:15, it says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. If we are Christians, if we are claiming to be Christians, we need to know the word and always be ready to share what we understand is in the Bible.
Yeah.
It's very, very powerful.
You know, I've shared stats on this program before of how many Bibles there are in households.
Yes.
And you might have, you know, a couple of people or three or four people in a household, but there might be double or triple the amount of Bibles than there are people in their households. And but yet, how often do we read it?
Do they read it?
Do we read it?
I've given Bibles to nieces and nephews when they were born for their parents to give them. And I think many of them would have kept them because we had calligraphy in the front, keep it as a keepsake. But are they actually reading it? Are they absorbing it? Are they taking it in?
Yeah.
So, but, yes, we don't know.
But we can talk about all this evidence out there, and there's a mountain load of evidence that's out there for the truth of the Bible and the authenticity of the words that are contained therein. However, like what I think you two are saying and what I have found is there's no more proof than the experience that God gives you through reading it and the changes he makes in your life.
Absolutely.
Just by putting the promises of the Bible into action, asking God, wow, you did that for this character in the Bible and this character in the Bible. Can you do that for me? And just seeing God work in your life, it's no longer just a book of history, but it's a deeply personal book that God wants you to encounter him with in your life. And for me, that's the greatest evidence that the Bible is a true supernatural book.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of scientific accuracy and foresight in the Bible too that just reminds us, you know, that the Bible is telling the truth. In early times when they didn't have telescopes and the sorts of equipment that we've had in the last century, I suppose, they had certain ideas about what the world was like. But now we find out the Bible was right. It's round. It says it in the Bible that it's round. There was a time where man thought they could number the stars and they got out everything and numbered them. But the host of heaven in Jeremiah, it says, cannot be numbered.
No, cannot be numbered.
And you know, these big telescopes have found more and more universes and stars cannot be numbered. And so each time that man thinks he's got it all sorted, and it's not what the Bible says, he finds out, oh, the Bible was right.
Yeah.
The Bible was right.
It's amazing to look up at the stars at night and think of how big the universe is and how small we are and how big our God must be to make it all. I was looking at the news just recently how there's actually many cities in the world now that don't see many stars anymore in their cities because there's just so much light pollution. You know, it's a real shame to not be able to look up at the night sky and see the hand of God up there and what he's made, all those stars there.
Absolutely.
I just really appreciate going into a spot where there's not so much light pollution, but it's getting harder and harder in our world to find spots where you can actually look up and see the Milky Way and look at all the beautiful objects that God has out there.
True. That's true. But there's another aspect to the Bible that perhaps we don't consider. And that's, the Bible's very honest and open and forthright about people's failures.
Yes.
Now, I don't know about you, Pastor Kate and Alita. I don't really want to put on the radio all my failures. What do you think? You don't want to do that either?
Not me, thank you.
No. We don't really want to share our failures. And yet the Bible is so open and willing to share the failures of perhaps Abraham and Moses, the Israelites, the Jewish people, and sometimes even the writers, Paul and other disciples. And I believe this is a really important part and reason why we can believe the Bible, because it's open and honest and frank and shows us that this God loves us even though we make mistakes, even though we muck up things, even though we betray him, even though we go against his commandments, even though we sin, he still loves us. And that's another reason for me to have complete confidence and trust in the Word of God, because I do make mistakes. I do have failures in my life. And yet Christ came to cover our sins, to be a substitute for our sins. He died for our sins. And wow, that's an amazing story for me, the gospel.
And for those perhaps who are not able to read the Bible, there are a lot of available resources now that you can hear
exactly. The
Word of God.
Exactly.
You don't have to have an excuse, oh no, I can't read, because there's a lot of audio books or the Bible in an audio form.
On DVDs,
mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think that's important, Lolita, because different people have different learning styles, yes, and skills. I've got a DVD called The Gospel According to Matthew. Bruce Marciano plays Jesus. And I love watching that, because to me it's another way to take in the Bible. It's word for word from the New Living Translation, I think. No, from one of those versions. And it's amazing how you take in the Bible in a different way with pictures. Mm. And so, yes, I really appreciate what you've added, Lolita, that we don't just have to read the Bible. And sometimes if you are reading and you enjoy reading, it's good to read out loud so you're hearing it as well.
Yes. Yeah.
But you can get it on media so that you can be listening to it as well. Mm. Or you can get it on a DVD to be watching different aspects of the Bible. Mm. Just another way to take in God's Word.
I used to be a school teacher in the former life.
Did you?
And, yeah.
Were you a nice school teacher? A bit cheeky?
Yeah, you know.
Gave them lots of homework and detention?
But when it came to the homework and the tests and that, we would, as teachers, tell them, yes, when you study, read it, that's very important, but that will only allow you to learn some of it. The best way is to read it aloud, and science has actually proven that you're able to comprehend a lot more when you're reading aloud, and even better if you're actually journaling, taking notes, that sort of thing. That's really when you're going to really comprehend the most.
That's good,
and so
isn't it?
There's times where I read the Bible and I'm like, oh, you know, I didn't get much from that. But then I go over it, take notes, look at all the verses, may read aloud, and then, wow, I missed this. How did I miss that when I was reading it, you know? And
Well, that's excellent.
It's just, I just find it very useful.
That's excellent, Pastor Caden, for sure.
And find some versions that you can relate to, rather than, you know, because I didn't like King James Version before, but now, boy, I really enjoy it.
The these and thous.
Yes.
Yeah, I prefer
it's
the
a
new
poetic.
King James. Yes. So we're all different.
Let's come to a song break, but we'll chat a lot more, so don't go away. And we've got this nice song here by Hanukkah, Be Still and Know That I Am God.
When your heart is anything but quiet, and peace feels a million miles away, when the world is heavy on your shoulders and you don't know the path that you should take, when you cry out to the Lord and your broken voice is weak, when you can't stand anymore, He'll meet you on your knees. Be still and know you don't have to worry. Be still and know Him. His plan is for the good of all who love Him. His word is a promise you can hold. So cry out to the Lord. He is strong when you are weak. Find rest and be restored. He is all.
Welcome back. You're listening to Faith FM Drive Time Big Q&A with Caden, Lindy and Lolita. That was Be Still and Know. And we're talking about the Bible this week and today. And there's no other perfect time to be still and know that God is God when you're reading His Word. I just love to go to a quiet place and to get rid of all the distractions, get rid of the TV and the phone and just be still. And pray and spend time reading God's Word. And if you would like to do that too, we encourage you to get your Bibles out. If you'd like some words of Scripture, we have a free giveaway for you today. And this is entitled "The Clear Words." So this is a portion of the Bible in a paraphrase. So just put into some modern language. This is of the Psalms and Proverbs. Beautiful, beautiful songs and sayings here. Words of wisdom in the Proverbs. This is by Jack Blanco, and this is a devotional classic of two of the most loved books of the Bible, in warm, flowing language that increases your understanding and deepens your time with God. And so if you're looking for a simple, meaningful way to grow close to God through Scripture, this is a book that you'll want, and this is entirely for free. This is a free offer, so if you're listening in, this is your lucky day, because you can claim it now for free. You just need to text in a code to our Drive Time number, and we'll not only give you this book for free, but deliver it to you for free as well. And so the code you need to text in is SA404. So that's SA401 to 0488 808 81. So that's SA401 to 0488 808 81, and we'll send you this book absolutely for free. SA401 to 0488 808 81. And also, if you've got any comments or questions that you'd like to message in, we'd love to hear from you. We've heard from a few people today. And, yeah, thank you, Ben, particularly, for sharing with us about another simple Bible translation that's easy to read called the Plain English Version, particularly being developed for Indigenous Australians. That is fantastic, and it's great to have the Word of God so accessible. And yeah, if you'd like to get this free giveaway, we'd love to get you to message in SA401 to 0488 808 11.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
Lindy, we've got 5 minutes left, and we'll put you in the hot seat now, but we'll help you out. And Lindy, there's so much to share, but so little time. So Lindy, let it all out.
Well, I hope those who are listening realize that they can trust the Bible.
Yes.
We've given a lot of evidence as to why we can trust the Bible. We've talked about what the Bible can mean for you in your life. Another way that we can be sure that the Bible is true is because there were many early Christians who were willing to endure persecution for their belief in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
For people to be willing to do that, well, let's be honest, normally you wouldn't want to be doing that unless you had a very strong conviction and commitment to something.
Yes. Mm.
And as we look back, there's extra biblical sources that tell us Matthew was slain with an axe in Ethiopia.
Mm.
That Mark, we're talking about some of the apostles now, died in Alexandria in northern Egypt after being cruelly dragged through the streets of that city. Luke was hung to death in Greece. John was tortured and then banished to the island of Patmos. He wrote Revelation, remember?
Yeah.
And James, his brother, was beheaded in Jerusalem. Like, these are very serious acts that have happened to these people, events that have happened. And it's because they love Jesus and because they believe the word of God that they were willing to suffer and die.
Mm.
To me, that's another amazing evidence that we can trust the Bible, that everything the Bible says is true, and that we can trust in all the different writers, how it all comes together. You just couldn't put a book like this together over a few hundred years, and expect that it's all going to come together and be accurate and be this beautiful picture. So that's another reason. And just one more is the transforming power. You know, since Jesus was here, since the Bible has been written, since it's been published everywhere, we've seen humanity build hospitals, to set up orphanages, to set up universities and schools so that people can have education. Christians were really the first ones that developed schools, humanitarian efforts to the poor and those who are suffering. People have been encouraged to investigate the world and the universe scientifically. And there's also been a great development of art and music, and slavery has been abolished. You think about all the things that have come about because people believe in Jesus Christ. And he himself, and this is not necessarily circular reasoning, he himself confirmed that the Bible was true.
Mm.
So first of all, we've worked out that all the prophecies about him were true and right, even though they were written hundreds of years in advance. And then we find out that he confirms that the stories in the Bible are true about Jonah, about Noah, and about others, because he knows he's the Son of God. And so he confirms that it's true. So I like to think and believe that if we are logical, this is logic, it's not just emotion, it's not just, you know, let's all serve the Lord and stirring up people. This is logically set up, it's scientifically set up, it's supernaturally set up. I believe we can trust the Bible. And I just want to, I want to put out a challenge, Pastor Caden,
yeah, okay,
to those listening. If you have a Bible, I want to challenge you to start reading some of it every day, even if you read a chapter. If you can do five, good. If you don't have a Bible, I want to challenge you to obtain a Bible in a language and version that is good for you, that you can understand. You heard Lolita loves the King James Version. I prefer the New King James Version. And you can have different versions and compare them. I want to challenge you today to start reading your Bible if you haven't been, and read it every day, but always asking the Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you into all truth.
Yes.
Is that all right?
That's definitely all right. And
I'll take the challenge.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's a real challenge, isn't it? And one that's will greatly bless your life. There's a promise in that.
Is it too late for a New Year's resolution?
It's never too late for a New Year's resolution.
No.
And we're just so grateful for the Word of God and for this time to reflect on it. And so at this time, before we leave, we want to pray for you. If you're feeling the call upon your hearts, that means the Holy Spirit's working upon your life to take action right now. And so, Lolita, do you mind just praying for us and for our listeners at this time?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the ever-present God, the all-knowing God. We thank you, Lord, that as we pray and pause and listen, because you talk to us through your word, that you actually give us your presence, especially as we pray for the Holy Spirit to draw us closer to you. Mm-hmm. Help us, Lord, to grow faithful as well, and most of all, just as the music we listened earlier on, help us to be still and know that you are God. We thank you, Lord. Give us the energy and the earnestness to take up the challenge that Lindy has given us. And we praise you because you are a prayer-answering God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Lolita and Lindy.
Thank you.
Everyone for listening and tuning in. And our time's up for today. But we'd just like to thank you for joining us on Big Q&A. And we invite you to join us tomorrow, where we have Ricardo and Camilla continue this theme and dig into the topic of the question, is the biblical worldview still relevant in the early third millennium? Well, we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, let's remember the words of Jesus in John 17:17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.